How is it that I always get stuck with you on rooftop stakeout duty?
I'm sorry, Stu, are we not friends?
It's Eustace, and we never were.
Tease.
Shut up and sit down.
Fine.
Ow.
What now?
Sat on my dice.
Is that a euphemism?
No, see? Actual metal dice.
Where did you get those?
The crazy woman. But you can buy them at MetallicDiceGames.com.
MetallicDiceGames.com?
Yeah. And you can get 10% off from the Rancor's brothel. Or was that for the brothel?
Cecil.
Sorry, what? Yes. 10% off at checkout using code RBP10.
MetallicDiceGames.com, promo code RBP10?
Correct, my friend.
Yeah, we still aren't friends.
Don't care. Damn it.
What is it this time?
I have to pee again.
Just go.
Fine, but no peeking.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Nope, not gonna happen.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. Why didn't we go with the ball-shaving one?
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
I guess we'll go. I'll go to the bucket of statues. Look at
those.
Go
to the iron pails.
The iron pails.
Three pails hold different grades of polished sand. One pail is half filled with bolts used to secure swords to the exterior of the complex. One pail is filled with inks and quills. Sand, bolts, inks, and quills. That's what you're seeing.
That's exciting.
And then there was another workbench full of clay statues.
Sorry?
Clay statues on the other workbench?
Yeah.
What do the clay statues look like?
They appear to be the receipts that the Myth Keeper gives to depositors in the form of tiny clay figures.
So that's how you get the statue like that you have.
Okay, I'm going to grab... Let's see what happens. I'm going to grab one and throw it on the ground.
You break a clay figure.
Oh, it's not as cool as the last one, guys.
They're all not holding souls.
Dang it.
Well, so
I was wondering.
The saying was...
Forever hunger? Hunger...
Darkness and hunger, something with that.
You hear a sound.
Turn around.
One of those half-finished sculptures is now standing a little closer to you.
Do we see it moving?
Did you see it move? No.
Okay.
But it does speak to Jimmy. Saying, why do you destroy my work?
These were your work? I thought they were the dude outside in the robe.
I work for the Myth Keeper. The Myth Keeper keeps the things here safe.
Did anybody happen to come through here with an egg? I don't know if I hear him speak or not, but that's what I'm going to say if I do hear him
speak. Everybody hears him speak.
Okay. Well, you said he specifically approached Jimmy, so...
Well, that's because Jimmy threw something
at him. I know. I was just making sure.
Jimmy's just talking to himself over
here
in the
corner.
Damn it, Jimmy. An egg.
Yes, looks
you
like...
You mean the Dust Man.
Yes, the
that
Dust
guy.
Man.
That sounds about right.
He's only visited a few times. The first time he was with a Quifelum woman with... bright gold myth light. She never came again. I never found out her name. He's visited perhaps four times that I know of, but he has not been here in months. if the Myth Keeper did not command me otherwise, I would have killed the Dustman.
Why?
The Dustman puts off an evil vibe. I have saved a special device of ultimate sorcery that I would use to strike him down.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Looks like you and us could be friends.
Yeah.
That's who we're trying to find too.
So did he happen to bring an egg into your chamber to hide it, to keep it safe? Because he said he visited about 4 times, so it doesn't necessarily mean that he might still have an egg on him, maybe.
Or he made separate trips to bring him all in the first place.
Yeah, that too.
Because we're here to get an ally.
Or he had 2 in another room.
He says, I believe he stashed this egg in the first room you walked in through this door.
Ah, so it's in the vessel.
The vessel, yes.
Dang it. How'd we miss that?
Because we walked right by it like a fruit.
Yeah, well, he's hidden the others deeply within all the other ones.
We was used to the other 3 rooms having the statue in the beginning and then being pretty much pointless for the most part that we know.
You seek these eggs. Do you not also seek the Dustman?
We do that as well.
Unfortunately, we need the eggs to find the Dustman.
Yes.
Ah. What do you wish to do with the Dustman?
Kill him.
Kill him.
Well, first we have some questions for him, and then potentially kill him.
You will kill him. If you swear this on the Maker, I will give you the device.
Oh, yeah.
I swear.
Dead as a doornail.
The thing is when we approach him, he's not going to go down without a fight. So it's going to end with one of us dead.
Do you want to come with us?
I wish that I could, but I must stay here. I must keep the swords clean. I must create the clay figures.
I don't know if I should tell you.
No.
Okay, we're just here for the eggs.
Nope.
We're just here all for right. the eggs.
Stevie just steps on Jimmy's foot. Nope.
Because out of game, I'm pretty confident that they're probably going to replace the first guy.
Yeah, out of game.
Okay. So, yeah.
My name is Remush.
R-I-M-U-S-H. Remush.
My name is Derek. Not Derek.
No, Jimmy. It's not.
J-I-M-M-Y.
Jimmy. You appear to be a fighter. Is this correct?
Absolutely.
He goes over to one of the other workbenches. One of them that has like a bunch of swords and stuff, and he just kind of moves stuff around. What he kind of reveals is a large piece of parchment.
Okay.
And when on the parchment is a drawing of the Dustman itself.
Wow.
It's expertly rendered but smudged by sword rust. Dustman. He says, I made this because I distrust him. So that I would not forget what he looks like.
Oh. Well, thank you. I think this is our first picture we've had of the Dustman. We just heard rumors.
He says, he opens up a small drawer on under the workbench and says, please take this. And what he shows you is what looks like another wand. And it definitely gives off a cipher feel to you.
Ooh. I can't carry this, but someone else can carry it.
I can hold on to it, or you can hand it to me for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can use it.
This is another ray emitter.
Yeah.
A ray emitter of stranger slaying.
Yeah. These names are cool. Very to the point. I like it.
It allows you to project a ray up to 200 feet that deals damage... that deals damage equal to the cipher level to the target. If the target is a native of the strange itself, the difficulty of the attack roll is decreased by 2 steps, and the damage equals double the cipher level.
Holy cannoli. Keep writing.
Does he say what?
What level is the cipher?
I think you have to roll for that because it does not specify. It's 1d6 plus 4.
Oof. D6. You said plus 4, right?
Yeah, so it's a 10.
6. No, so it's 6 total. Yeah. It was a 2.
Oh, sorry. So you rolled a 2.
Yeah.
So 6 total.
That's all right. It's better than 1.
He says, take this and destroy the Dustman, and good luck on your egg hunt.
Very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Is there some way we can tell you when he is dead?
If you ever return, you can tell me.
Okay.
What's in a... If you don't mind us asking, what is in the very dark room?
The dark room? Oh, the alcove.
Yes. Yeah, that one.
Yes, that is a place of danger.
Oh.
I would not enter there.
Oh, all right. Why do you live so close to the vessel?
That's all we need to know.
Wait, why do you live so close to it if it's so dangerous?
In case someone attempts to attack?
It's not us. We're friendly.
Yeah, we're vessel. Really friendly. Thanks. I guess we're just going to leave and go back to the vessel.
Okay.
Bid him farewell.
So you guys are heading back to the other room. Correct?
See.
Go back to that
room.
Oh, so once again, you see a glass urn in the middle of the room.
Oh, yeah.
That's smoking, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if I examine it, do you want me to roll an ant roll?
Yep. It's still difficulty 3. Can always use effort.
I got a 12. Made it.
Did it.
You detect spells of containment around the glass vessel.
That's never good.
So spells of containment. So it's probably to conceal what's in it, would be my guess, right? To contain what's in it.
Yeah.
Seems logical.
Which means we should still be able to get into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hurry, Stevie, put your hand in it.
I was just about to be like, well, should I just stick my hand in there?
I have a lot more might than you
guys. Yeah, I don't have a lot of might, but...
All right, I'm just going to do it.
So this is pretty tall.
Oh.
You would have to somehow get up there. Like, you can touch it, but you wouldn't really be able to reach in it.
It's that big of an urn.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on a tripod bolted to the floor.
Can someone lift me up?
The vessel itself is about 4 feet tall.
Oh, it's 4 feet tall.
And it's on top of something. So you're probably looking at...
Oops, sorry, Derek.
Probably 8 feet.
8 feet.
Dang. It's probably a 4 foot tripod holding a 4 foot tall vessel.
Oh, okay. Different image in my head.
I'm trained in balancing. You could jump on me. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do
that's
that.
That's a thing.
Yeah, let's do that. He's going to help me lift up to get to the top of this vessel.
I'm not going to make you roll. That's just fun.
I'm going to put my hand in, see if I can feel anything.
So when you lean over to touch the, because you're probably going to have to brace yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You touch the vessel.
You touched the butt.
Oh,
he touched the butt.
This thing is just supernaturally cold. You take 1 point of damage for touching it.
Ow. This is freezing.
You also receive a violent telepathic scream of anger in your head.
I just got a feeling of something screaming in my head.
It says, who is out there? Who is out there?
It is I, Jimmy Cobb.
It is I, Dustman.
The diamond in the rough.
If you're attempting to try to strike a conversation with this thing.
Yeah. Why not?
It's difficulty 4 intellect task.
It goes up. No, that's a mental attack. Never mind.
Basically what that's going to do is...
Also, I think a D12 you have, right? No, never mind. That's your D20.
Yeah.
I thought you could grab your D12 again.
Oh, man. I don't have any intellect. How much? What's the level?
4, so like you need a 12 four. Or better.
Do I effort it? My intellect's so bad.
I don't know if I'd worry about it.
All right, let's
I'd just roll it. And hopefully you can still get the egg.
Oh, wait, where's my gold dice? Golden! 15. Oh, no, no, 19.
Very good. It says, Jimmy, you say. My name is Nishtin.
Nishtin. Well, it's great to see you, Nishtin.
Don't know if you can see it, but...
Great to meet you. Say meet.
Oh.
I'm assuming... Are you saying this all telepathically, or are you saying it out loud?
Out loud, probably for me.
Yeah, he. I don't think he
So we're only getting one side of a conversation. Yeah. So, like, we're just staring at each other going...
He's gone crazy. What's don't touch doing? The vial.
Is Jimmy still reaching down in there too while he's doing
he's
all this?
He's not even reaching in it. He's just touching it.
I just touched it. I
didn't get a chance.
Jimmy, get the egg.
Sorry to bother you, Nishtan. Is there an egg inside of you?
I don't know. I don't know if the flask is the entity itself.
See what happens.
Watch, it's a woman, and they're like, "I got millions, boy."
He says, "I guard an egg." Yes,
you guard an egg. Do you mind us borrowing it for a little bit?
Perhaps we can strike a deal.
I love deals.
It is quite cold here, but I do enjoy warming myself with wine.
Oh! Do I have a treat for you? I pull out my bottle of wine.
Make sure you read him the year.
Yeah. Will this fancy...
I know you don't know what year it is, but he will.
He will.
Will this fancy wine of Sanfern be great for you? I don't know the year, but this is right here.
It's written if you read the year, he indicates that it's about 400 years old.
That should be nothing but pure alcohol at that point.
He says,
ooh.
Devil's cut wine.
He says, this.
That's like 200 proof. Like, that's like.
This is decent wine.
Decent.
Decent. All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I tell you what. I will give you the egg for the wine.
That's awesome.
I also have here a small chest. For another bottle of wine, you can have that.
I sure can do that. I'll pull out two bottles of wine.
It's a good thing.
I had all three. I just went for it.
He says, you have a deal.
Yes.
Yay. And so since you were so nice, I'm going to give him the third wine. Just
did
for free.
Jimmy just give away free wine?
I did.
Are you sure you may not need that later?
So... The wine seems to, like, disappear from your hands.
Oh, all right.
And
in one hand, in a chest one appears, hand, a chest the appears,
and
egg.
The other one is an egg, and now you're balancing on your shoulders. And
drop the chest! Save the egg!
I'm going to throw the chest.
Sure.
Just so I don't completely die.
You fall like a cheerleader, and he just catches you.
My hero!
The chest shatters.
Sweet, we don't have to open it.
Yeah. No, inside the chest is another cipher.
What is it?
What'd
it do?
What is this? It's a level 4 multi-phasic module, which I believe somebody had.
Oh, it was good, though.
What was it?
That's the multi-phasic module?
That's the thing that can fight off ghosts for a day.
Does an extra damage.
Yeah, it's really good.
So that's what that is.
I have no more room, and I don't want it.
I don't have any room either.
I have one room, but I don't want it.
Screw you, Recursion Anchor. I'll take that one.
Or I could just... Actually, I could take it and get rid of the lube.
What does the lube do again?
I don't even remember.
It's like a... It's like
it says slick. Friction reducing gel. It's
like didn't we use slick. That on the door?
We were ready to use it somewhere, but
hindsight
not
and all that.
Yeah.
Throw the damn thing away and take the... Multi-phasic module.
I think you've had that lube forever.
I have. I've been trying to get rid of it.
And everything that we come across that you could probably use it on.
I thought maybe desire.
What was that called again? Multiphasic?
Multiphasic module.
So, you guys got another egg.
Yay!
Yay! New egg!
Was that the last one?
Or no. Is that the only thing more. That was inside of the chest was just the cipher?
Yes.
That's kind of a shit deal.
I mean...
I want another pretty ring.
Depending on what you did, it could have got worse.
I wanted another pretty ring. I'm really glad that you passed that roll, sir.
You could have just tried breaking it. That would not have ended well.
Oh, no. I'm glad. See, I grabbed the wine. It was great.
We're being semi-smart about this, y'all.
It's what you would have ended up dealing with.
Oh, he's like a serpent, Anubis.
Alcoholism for the win.
Ooh, no, thank you. Okay, let's go to G.
Did that by luck too. We got.
Well, we're also kind of lucky that we just kind of blew right past it, went straight down, and talked to that guy because now we have a picture of the Dust Man and a thingy that's supposed to be able to kill him.
G, you say?
G.
G. So once again, this room is similar to the first room that you walked in. It's sort of a hallway to a square. There is. When you walk in, directed to your left is a door. To the right of that door is another statue. This is room 22.
Square room?
Yep. Gold tiles with black highlights on the floor spiral out from the fixed statue of a female Quifolum. An ornate magisterial robes reading from an unfurled scroll so long that the end... winds about her legs.
So it looks like the one that's outside.
Uh-huh. The sculpture captures intelligence, unwavering authority, and easy assurance.
That bitch looks like she'd be mine. Nothing else?
That's what you see.
Okay, oh, sorry. It looked like you were still reading.
Which room?
Oh, is there not another door?
Yeah, there's another door.
There's a door to the left of the statue.
Just make it to the right.
Who wrote this?
Well, so it said as soon as you enter, there was a left door, then to the right of that was the statue.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Oops. I missed that part.
So go through the door. I mean, we don't really feel anything in this room, right? Yep.
We're going to keep going until we find something that looks like it's got the egg in it.
Yep. Going through the door. Do-do-do-do-do.
Lucas isn't listening.
I am reading.
The Strange, the
Please
musical.
Please leave that in the podcast so everybody can hear her roo with our singing.
So in order to go through the door, you do walk past the statue, and when you walk towards the statue, it animates.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, hello.
When approached, the statue animates just enough to ask you all to recite the seven acts against Arden's rules that are sins.
Ignorance.
Okay, one guy. Make a defense roll.
Dang it.
Intellect defense roll.
Oh no. Oh crap. This increases the step. By the way, oh, come on, 20, this is where I need you. Hot money. minus a zero, so a two. It was right there.
You take 3 points of intellect damage.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Is he still asking?
She, yes.
She, sorry. Lust. I'm just going to throw things out there until we get all seven, I guess.
Defense roll.
Oh, I am trained in intelligent defense tests.
Somebody make me.
What was the question again?
Difficulty 2, intellect roll.
Roll intellect.
Everyone?
Yes, just roll it.
I'm really stupid.
Did you fail your defense roll?
6.
14.
For intellect, sweet. I got a 3, so I'm not helpful.
It is decreased by one step. The difficulty. If it matters.
Success. I'm going to say it's difficulty 2 because it doesn't state otherwise.
Well, then I passed.
Cool.
Sorry, what
so
was
So Josh rolled a 14 intellect roll.
There are 7 things outside that other room.
Right. We were going after desire. So the desire, the...
He didn't say desire, he said lust.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, my bad.
He knew what he meant.
Yeah.
How did you not? Death, desire, lore, silence, war, commerce, and law.
The statue sort of nods approvingly and then seems to harden back up.
Like a Sebastian, I'm like, those are sins?
They are here.
Those were the seven sins of Arden.
Because the seven gods.
I thought that, but I was like, how is
knowledge is a sin?
Think of the apple.
Okay.
Think of the apple.
The wording just makes that concept weird.
It makes
to
it
me.
Sound funky, yeah.
To them, it is lies meant to harm another, according to lore, is what lore means.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like knowledge could be a sin in a lot of ways if you think about it, but.
So,
I mean, in a
per what these
country.
Read, commerce is the accumulation of obscene levels of wealth in the face of poverty.
A monopoly.
Death is murder. Desire is give a stranger or Lotanist access to Arden, usually because of lust or greed. Law is theft of another's livelihood. Lore, lies meant to harm another. Silence, failure to aid another when it is within your power to help. And war, cowardice that betrays a trust. You guys then can go through the door.
Let's go through the door.
Let's go through the door.
Today. The door actually clicks open. You get the idea that that would not have happened if you had not answered all of the sins.
Agreed.
So, when the door opens, Frost rhymes this chamber, including three...
Rims?
Rhymes.
R-I-M-E-S.
Rimes.
I'm going to assume that means frost is scattered across the chamber.
Yeah, probably.
Including three large chests along the north wall, a sword in a bright blue scabbard seems frozen to the wall over the chests.
Rime means to cover an object with hoarfrost.
There you go.
It's one that does not brush away easily.
Dang.
Okay, sorry.
All right. I guess skate over to the chest.
So, skate. Nice. You see there are three chests. The first chest is about the size of a person. The second is small enough to be picked up in one hand. And the third splits the difference. So it's sort of large, small, and then medium. All right, so what you gonna do?
Do we open the large, the medium, or the tiny box?
Well, based on the size of the egg, would it fit in the tiny box?
It just says it's small enough to be picked up in one hand. It doesn't really give me a definition of that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
So
probably so.
So that is number two.
Let's open number two.
Appears to be locked.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to check for traps. Let's check for traps.
Okay.
15.
You perceive no traps on any chest.
Yeah, 19.
You definitely perceive no traps on any chest.
Cool. Okay.
Solid.
So let's try to pick these locks, y'all.
Level 4. It's a level 4 mechanism, which I guess is still intellect, right? That's what we've been
Yeah.
So level 4.
14.
Got it.
Ah.
So that's chest number 2. Packed in sawdust is a leather pouch containing three tiny clay pots.
Boo!
Stoppered with wax. Each pot holds one dose of a blue sandy substance.
Hmm.
Does it look like spiral dust?
Sure does. Yeah, buddy.
We don't need that. Put it back.
Oh, yeah. I still have my little stash of it.
Okay. Let's open another one.
It's a little bit.
Which one?
Let's open number 3.
Same task. Level 4.
Nope. 10.
I got a 9.
8.
It's just going down.
5. Man, this lock's getting harder and harder to pick here, guys.
You got a thing that makes it easier.
The next time I roll for it. I got a 6. So a 7.
12.
Yay.
Was
this the medium or the large?
Yeah, medium or large.
No,
I said three.
You said three, oh, but three? Which one is it?
So three is the medium one.
Thank you.
It's packed in sawdust. Is one of Don Elsel's eggs.
Woo! Do we open the other one, or we just
Why not? Screw it. Let's just try it.
Okay.
Go for it, Jimmy.
Oh.
See if you can open it.
Gold. Is this the hard one?
It's the large one.
Nine.
The large one.
Nope.
Level four.
Three.
Not one.
You are
six.
Oh, yeah, I rolled a six.
One.
Oh, my God.
You get something stuck in the lock.
No, because mine raised up by two. Mine's raised to two. One. He got one.
Yeah, he got a one. So
there's something.
Either way, we're screwed.
All right. Well, we got all five eggs at least.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we should probably
head out.
Yes, we should head out as soon as possible. Five. I don't think we should explore the other rooms.
So there's also in this room again is a sword and a blue scabbard.
I don't know if I want to touch them.
It's frozen to the wall.
Because I don't use swords. I have to use a light blade, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Is it not the same thing?
No. Yeah, I need like swords are heavier. They have to be like light blades. Like
a dagger, rapier.
Correct. Yeah, they have to be like light weapons. So it does not benefit me to pick it up.
Hang on a second.
Short sword, if it's a short sword, maybe.
Maybe.
That probably counts as a light weapon.
I might be able to tell you whether or not by looking at it. Whether it is medium, light, or heavy. So what was your thing about light weapons?
I can only hold light weapons or lose my combos. Like my two weapon, my what is it
called?
His
double-handed.
Yeah, my wield's two weapons has to be light weapons. Well, I can upgrade, I guess, to a medium. So is it medium?
This doesn't really specify what it is.
Is it a short sword or just does it just say sword?
It just says sword. I can probably, it's probably medium rather than light, but it's something.
Oh,
it doesn't say like great sword or something.
No, it's not definitely not a great sword.
You gonna pull it off the wall?
I'm gonna grab it.
Comes off the wall with a sturdy tug. The chill of the room immediately begins to dissipate.
It's a frost sword!
That's pretty cool.
Sorry, I just yelled into the mic.
That would be pretty sweet.
Jimmy's
actually,
the new Elsa!
Dual wielder.
Elsa, let us know! Let us know!
Please tell me you're like running around like the room, like waving it around, touching things, making it cold.
He's so probably poking all of us with it.
Wait, slam the first chest with it. See if it opens.
On.
He's going to break reading with still. In there.
I haven't unsheathed it yet, so.
I mean, can you you can carry it with you. Doesn't
what,
necessarily what'd
you say the other item was?
Right.
Yeah.
What was the other item on the wall?
That was
it was the scabbard.
Okay.
It's in a scabbard. Got it. So if you take it out of the scabbard, it does have runes on it.
Chink.
Roll me an intellect roll. See if you can read the runes. You are an Arden.
I am so awesome at intellect rolls. Ooh. No, you were right there, you punk. It's a four.
Okay.
Do you want to show it to people? See if we can all
that
roll
moved
for one.
At the last second.
I know. It was on 18. It was like duke. Yeah, I'll probably go over to Stevie and be like, what are these? I can't make this out.
Stevie is no better. I got a six.
These runes are really old.
I'll look at it.
Hey, we'll try. Sebastian.
13.
Does that work?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
For some reason, you understand what this thing is. It's a soul sword. What this thing is going to do is deal an extra 4 points of damage per hit from a burst of freezing cold.
Nice.
It does have a depletion level, however.
Oh, no.
A 1 to 3 on a D100.
Sorry?
1 to 3 on a D100.
1, 2, 3 on a D100.
So when you hit with it, you're going to roll a D100. If you get a 1, 2, or a 3, it is depleted.
And when it hits zero, it's no more frost damage? Or
yeah. So he's going to roll every time he hits with it. He's going to roll a D100. Mm-hmm. And if he rolls a 1, 2, or 3, it gets depleted. So other than that, it stays active until he rolls a 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, so it's lasting a lot longer. I was thinking it was taking 1 to 3 per hit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. So, like, right?
If he hit the chest with it, he'd be at 53.
Yeah, it's for the depletion
he'd
itself.
He'd be fine.
53.
You're going to always do damage unless you roll a 1, 2, or 3, then it's depleted.
Cool.
Then which will still do the sword damage, right? Just not.
So you're fine.
Cool.
Because it does additional 4 damage.
So you
damage.
Only roll if you have to hit something.
Cool.
Do you know what the regular damage on it is?
Probably just a regular medium sword.
A standard sword is.
Okay.
A sword.
Plus 4, though. That's pretty big.
Yeah. Pretty frosty. Pretty beefy.
Okay.
Plus you could always let Stevie have it if you can't use it. So yep. That way
Stevie
doesn't...
can only do extra light weapons.
Extra light.
Extra light.
I don't think that's a thing, is it?
There is another door
I just get
beyond
a
where you're standing.
We're here.
I vote we just go, but that's my vote. Everyone else can vote their own thing.
Why push it? Why push it?
Don't yeah,
push
I'm kind of with you. I don't really.
We got the five eggs.
It.
We
have
are,
some really cool stuff.
We're sitting on.
Like
top.
I said, I think we're basically full on ciphers.
Yeah, I mean, I can hold one more, but it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I got rid of my bad ones.
So
I think it's good.
I think from here on out, we should probably one person should probably carry 3 eggs, and the other person should probably carry 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't have them all in one person?
Yep.
I have 1 right now.
So if you have 1, if Derek has 1, you have 2 and I'll take 1.
But because I don't want to divide them up that much, though.
But why?
Because if we get caught if someone gets caught with them, we'll at least have some to give back.
That's right, why it's better
that's
to
why
spread
it'd be
it
better
out.
To spread it out more.
Yeah, but I don't want to just show up with just 1 egg.
That would mean 3 of us would get caught.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a lot of people would have, like all of us would have to get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think we should divide it up 3 and 2.
I can outrun all you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And it should probably,
I mean, if that's
it should
what you guys want.
It should
ahead.
Probably be the faster people who are trained and specialized in running.
Running, climbing, jumping, and balancing.
So you should get the 3.
I am specialized in running.
You should get 2 then. Because that's I'll the thing off. That I have I, if we have to, I think we can hold them off. At least I'm comfortable trying to hold off somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Why, the other 2 run. Plus, I got my spin encouragement, which will help you guys get away quicker.
Sounds solid.
Okay, let's exit this place.
I'm specialized in running, too, so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. By the time you guys get out of here, it's getting dark. You guys have been in there for quite some time.
So should we just spend the night and then go in the morning?
Can we make it back to the mansion? We'll probably be safe there too.
That was like 6 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a long trip.
He said it's getting dark.
It's getting dark.
You do know you can translate from here directly to Crow's Hollow.
Oh yeah, we could.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Were we still going to meet that lady on the way back though?
Nah.
Or we're just going.
We just lied to her.
We just told her that we would, but like we didn't say like immediately after.
We could always translate back and come visit her.
Yeah.
Or she'll just assume you're dead like the rest.
Yeah, too.
Truth.
Or she could be dead.
I doubt old. It. I mean, she could have died.
No,
from
she was like in her
50s.
She died of a broken heart.
She'll be fine then.
All right, so we're translating. What's the difficulty on that?
You need the rules.
Yeah, I never remember.
Crow's Hollow,
rules.
I think, was a difficulty 3.
3. So if you help and you guys help, that
well,
brings it down.
No, because one of us need to quicken, one of us need to ease it.
We can,
and the other one can.
We're
help
good
you.
At easing.
Yeah. So.
But I'll help.
Because I quicken the
so
process.
You and me
someone
help.
Eases
it's a level, it's a level 3.
And you.
And I ease it.
Ease it. So you and me are the. You're helping me.
Yeah.
So.
I forget how to
so
do this.
So 3. So does that
we
bring it down
do
to
anything.
A 2?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It just makes it go shorter.
Well, no, because there's one person that quickens it, one person that eases it, and. Eases it, and then there's one
because
more.
Remember, so it drops it to a level 2, okay. And it goes faster.
Okay.
So it's a level 2.
I got a 5.
This is our first 9.
I know,
20.
We didn't translate. I know.
So, all right.
So what happens since we f***ed up?
It just doesn't seem to work.
Oh.
Can I try again?
You can.
Okay.
Just don't roll a 1.
Nat 20.
Are you serious?
Hey. Yeah.
That's the 3rd time.
Way better.
I thought it was a one.
I know. These dice are the symbols, are the crits. Oh. So, yeah.
So, yep. You do eventually figure it out. It just takes a lot longer than you expect it to.
Yeah. I was like, why isn't this working?
You do.
I'm not used to transporting this much stuff with us.
Yeah. You pop up near the mansion of Donna Ilsa in Crow's Hollow.
All right.
People, her goons kind of look around at you like,
when did they show up?
Not really sure what's going on.
I'm just going to proclaim, hey, we need to see Donna.
They recognize you. They bring you in.
Yay!
They bring you back up to the gazebo where all the webbing is at.
Fun word.
Ugh.
Donna is summoned and she walks out, arms crossed. You're back. This better be good news.
And display the eggs.
Oh my, Jimmy would too. Just throw them at her feet as they crack open.
And I'll take out the two eggs that I have out of my man pouch.
I'll take the other three.
These
are not the eggs.
Did you just spill
it? It was empty.
No, it's empty.
She is visibly moved, but emotional, but staying pretty stoic because she has a rep to protect. She thanks you. She says that you have a friend here at the Beak Mafia. And she says to you, the supplier is a man that I call the Dust Man.
Motherfucker.
Damn it. We already had that and a picture.
Who's the picture?
You
I
do.
Met him. She says, I met him in a location that I visited once.
I'm going to whip out.
In the recursion of Rook.
While she's talking, I'm going to whip out that picture. Like, is this the dude?
Yes.
We know it's the guy.
Well, I'm making sure.
Is this your homework, Larry? Is this your homework, Larry? Dude, we know it's his homework. She says that she met him in the recursion of Rook and a Biomond shop in a place called Harmonious. The shop is called Whole Body Grafts.
Dude is a freaking cyborg.
Whole body grafts.
Because the one, like, myth keeper said he was in a man shape, but he had never been a man.
Yeah.
He's a cyborg.
Well, he might be more than a cyborg, because cyborgs
he's still a robot, at least.
Part human.
He's a toaster.
Cylon.
Whole body grafts is the name, and what was the location?
It is...
Harmonious?
In a place called Harmonious. I presume you recurse back to Earth?
I mean, yeah. We're going to want to rest up, though, and...
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Deep pocket, sell some things. Ooh, before we leave Crow's Hollow, you should go sell some of your stuff.
That's true. Like the giant bag of money? You can't sell money. You see how much the value is.
Oh, that's true.
I do have an amber statue I can sell, though.
But the crow bucks are might and stuff, isn't it?
No, you can sell it for coins.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
All right.
We just somehow never realized how to negotiate that.
It's just how it works.
All right.
In terms of gameplay.
So, do we want to do that first? You got a statue?
They're selling stuff.
Oh, a statue is worth... The statue was worth about 200 crowns, so it's about 200 crow coin.
Nice.
What else did you grab?
Large sapphire.
Sapphire was also worth 200. The bag of various coins was worth 300. What am I missing?
I think that's it. He gave all the wine away.
I did.
That's all I had was the amber statue.
Okay.
Yay, I have
I saw the guy's ring on. I've rushed to take it off.
I'm not as rich as you still.
It doesn't seem to change.
Cool.
She's got a cool ring.
It doesn't seem to be as warm. but it doesn't seem to change into anything.
Okay.
You guys can safely recurse back to Earth.
Okay. Do you want us to roll for that or no?
Nah, I'm not going to worry about it. You know where you're going. And that is the end of that chapter. So, at the end of the chapter, there are things. For each of the eggs, you each gain 1 XP for each egg, so 5 apiece.
5 more.
You defeated the Myth Keeper permanently. That's 2 XP for each PC. You got the Stranger Slaying Cipher. That is worth 1 XP for each of you. The only artifact. Oh, sorry. No, you took the ring.
Book. I took the ring and the book.
So that's 2 XP for you, 1 XP for the Soul Sword. Those are the only 3 artifacts you guys took.
Do we all get that, or
for those who have them?
Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
And then do I just give you this back and mark that I got one?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Do we get any for those other ghost creatures we fought?
I gave it to you after that fight.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean down the hallway?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you did.
He gave us some for the first one, but not the second one.
Take 2 more XP apiece. Two more XP for each of you.
What we meant.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.